Kaisha Preston says after running unsuccessfully as an independent candidate in 2020 for Roanoke City Council, she didn't think another run for office was in the cards.
But I have been very personally impacted by a lot of the things that are currently happening at the national level. On January 21st, the day after the inauguration, I started getting stop work notices because I've been doing a lot of federal consulting work for the last few years with the Department of Housing and Urban Development and organizations like that to try to work to address homelessness. Pretty much all of the federal projects that I was consulting on got stop work notices. I ended up losing over half of my income.
Preston worries that her day job with a federally funded nonprofit could also be impacted by funding cuts. Her opponent in Tuesday's Democratic primary is Donna Littlepage, who spent 35 years with Carilion and has now opened the Grove Residential Treatment Center for Pregnant and Parenting Women. Littlepage cites her experience in dealing with Medicaid issues at Carilion.
I just think that, I hate to sound like a broken record, but that's why I keep saying, I think I have a skill set this year that could matter. That's why I'm running. I'm not running because I'm end all be all dying to be in the General Assembly. I think I can help. And that is the reason I'm running.
There is a Republican primary in District 37, centered in Botetourt County, where Delegate Terry Austin is challenged by Austin Schwend. Democrats will also choose nominees for Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General. Gene Marano, WFIR News.